Welcome to the Product Podcast, brought to you by Product School. Here, you'll get fresh insight from the people at the very top of the tech companies who make the products we love. Remember, you can learn product management live online. Visit productschool.com to discover our new certificate path. There, you can also join the world's largest community of PMs and network with the leaders from these podcasts at our online events. There's something happening almost every day.
Hi, I'm Tatiana Mahmood, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to be talking about my experience leading the Nextdoor product through 2020, which was a time of many crises. So first, I want to talk about what it often feels like to lead products. Sometimes being a product leader, I think, feels like being the captain of a big ship, and you're about to embark on a very exciting journey. And the admiral tells you, "Captain, I want you to go to the North Pole. There's some exciting things up there. We think we can make a big difference. So get the best people onto the ship and go to the North Pole. Get there as quickly as possible, and great things will happen." So you embark on the journey, and within a few days on the journey, someone runs up from the engine room and they say, "Captain, I have some bad news. The engine is very unstable. And what we need to do is stop the boat, rebuild the engine, and then we can start the boat back up. We'll test the engine for a couple of days, and then we can continue on our journey. But no matter what we do, do not crank up the engines. Do not go faster, because the engine is very unstable." So as the captain, as the product leader, you're thinking about this and you're thinking about, okay, how do I get to my destination knowing that the engine is unstable? And then just as this person leaves, someone comes up from the weather station and they say, "Captain, I spotted a huge storm to our west. We have to crank up the engines, tack the ship to the east and start running away from this huge storm as quickly as possible because there are big waves and there's all kinds of things and we have to just, you know, run away from the storm as quickly as possible." And of course, you just talked to the guy in the engine room and he said that the engine was unstable, so we can't crank up the engine. So as soon as the person from the weather station leaves, someone comes down from the lookout and they say, "Captain, I've just spotted pirates. They're coming from the east. So we have to tack the ship to the west and start running as fast as we can. These pirates are really, really speedy. They're really agile. They're really fast. They're going to catch up with us. So we have to run as quickly as we can to the west." And of course, you know that there's a storm to the west. And so the problem oftentimes is that you'll then have a new deadline. And so the captain calls you and says, the admiral calls you and says, "Captain, good news, your reinforcements, your supplies for your return trip will be there 2 weeks early. So I need you to not tack in any other directions, just go straight to the North Pole, crank up the engines and go as quickly as you can, because if you want to get back, you're going to have to get there 2 weeks early." So with all of this information coming at you as a product leader, the problem that you have is not that any of these people are wrong. The problem as a product leader, especially when there are conditions of crisis and uncertainty, is that all of them are right. And they're right based on the knowledge and the information they have. The engineers in the engine room know about the engine and they're giving you good advice. The people in the weather station are also giving you good advice. But overall, when you look at what the situation is, you have to make the determination, because we're all on the ship together and you can't, you know, have different strategies on the ship. So you have to decide as the product leader which way to go. And of course, in 2020, it was even more intense, more uncertain, and more crises. So in 2020, not only did we have these normal conditions of uncertainty, but we also had these huge moments of crisis. First, we had COVID. Then we had the Black Lives Matter protests and the racial issues, especially in the United States. And then, of course, something we knew was coming, but also was a crisis, was the 2020 election. So on a social media platform like Nextdoor, you have the normal tumultuous times, but then in 2020, you had these extra things that really made dispersed knowledge, conditions of uncertainty, and needing to make good decisions very quickly, all of that just escalated to a whole new level. So how did we manage that? How do we kind of go forward with that and continue to stay focused on our goals, but navigate through these crises? Nextdoor, as most of you know, hopefully most of you use it, is the neighborhood hub where neighbors go to connect with their neighborhoods and get local news, information, where local businesses can share posts and information. And where neighbors can really connect. So Nextdoor is a social network where people are really connecting with their local communities and really helping to support each other in a local context. What we found, and what I'm going to talk about today, is that clear, consistent frameworks in advance of the crisis help to weather the storms ahead. So it's very hard to get into a crisis moment if you don't already have systems, mechanisms, and common frameworks that the whole organization is using to make decisions. When the crisis comes, you will find often that the problem as a product leader is not a dearth of ideas about what to do in the organization. The problem is often that everyone is coming at you with lots of ideas, and they are very certain that based on the knowledge they have, their idea is correct in terms of how to move forward. So having frameworks about how we prioritize what we do and what matters to us is really critically important. So I'm about to tell you some examples where I'm gonna kind of give you the learning that came out of leading the Nextdoor product through 2020. I'll give you the framework that helped us navigate through that crisis, and also an example of some of the product experiences that were built using that framework to help us navigate through the 2020 craziness. So the first learning is to stay focused on customers. And I know this is, I know a lot of us say this. At the same time, when crisis comes, it's very easy and very tempting to focus on other things. What are the competitors doing, right? How did someone else respond? What technologies are emerging, right, that we can use? And so it's very tempting to start to pivot quickly based on looking at what competitors are doing or what the newfangled technology is that we can implement quickly. However, staying focused on customers, I'm going to argue, is the best way through the storm. So this is the Nextdoor product development process. And what's really, makes this process emblematic is that it goes through three phases. All three phases are extremely customer focused and extremely human centric: discovery, definition, and development. And in many ways, the very first part of this process is the most critical, is the most important, because this is where we define what really is that North Star that we're going after for how are we going to serve our customers in the product experience that we developed. So we start with our company OKRs, because obviously, hopefully our goals are also customer centric to begin with. And then we do observations. We observe what people are doing, what our customers need, in the case of Nextdoor, what our members need, what their life worlds are. And we define their jobs to be done that they really care about. Then we go into a cross-functional charrette, which is a very tangible brainstorming activity where we define and identify several different ways that the product can actually serve those jobs to be done better than any other product in the world. And then we go into from the charrette, really going through an experimentation and selection process about which ideas do we really want to go after. We do PRFAQs. We write PRFAQs because those are really customer-centric product documents, right? PRDs usually focus on technical requirements and the function of the product. MRDs really focus on the market and the competitive landscape, whereas PRFAQs, press release and frequently asked questions, really work backwards from the customers. And that's why I really love that format for product development. And so you can see the product development process and staying true to it, even in a moment of crisis, really helps us stay focused on the customer. So one of the things, so a couple of examples of how we used this framework and stayed customer-centric and customer-focused and member-centric throughout 2020. So the first is there was, you know, a lot of different information about COVID, and people, we saw and we understood that our members were trying to seek out, you know, where can I get the reliable information that is relevant to my neighborhood? Because the lockdowns were so local, because a lot of the information was so locally relevant, was made by local health departments in local contexts, that local piece was really critically important to making sure people were getting the right information. So getting information from another state or even another city on the other side of the county was not necessarily relevant. So what did we do? We immediately started to look at, you know, how can we actually leverage our relationships with public health departments, with public agencies to provide our members with the best and most reliable information, and build several product experiences based on that, including these COVID-19 roll-ups that we call them, to really give people and highlight the local and the trusted information from their local agencies. The next thing that happened was we immediately started to get a ton of inbound ideas from, you know, employees, our next door employees all over the world, and our next door leads all over the world, about the types of experiences that we should build for the platform. And we also started to recognize that there were certain emerging behaviors that were happening organically on the platform. So we looked at all these things and we saw two things really happening. The first is that people were starting long threads saying, how can I help? So, you know, I am, you know, when the lockdown first happened in around March, people started just posting to Nextdoor to say, you know, I live at this place. I'm, you know, a healthy 20-year-old person. If you are elderly, please let me know. I can go to the store. I can pick up your, you know, your medications. I can, you know, buy you toilet paper. I can, you know, run errands for you. Let me know what you need. So there were these long threads that were happening. The second thing that we noticed is in a lot of those threads, people were responding to each other and kind of getting lost in terms of, you know, kind of like, where are you? What's going on? You know, how do we coordinate? So based on that, we came up with the employees of Nextdoor actually came up with two different ideas. And there were two kind of different camps that formed very quickly. One of which was to launch our groups product, which was in beta, launch it globally and create launch the groups product around help groups specifically. So really encourage people to form groups that where people could organize and coordinate in a much more structured way because it was in a group. The other one was a map-based contact, map-based experience, which was sort of a riff on our Nextdoor's very popular Treat Map, where people could mark themselves on a map as somebody who needed help or somebody who was willing to offer help. So we took these two ideas and did, in a weekend, a very fast, human-centered, customer-centric product development process where we took these concepts into user testing. We got feedback on them. We observed how people would, you know, interact with these two concepts. And we determined that actually both ideas were really great. So both ideas really served different jobs to be done and helped. The map really made people feel good for if they were willing to help. They felt a sense of relief. They felt a sense of accomplishment when they would mark themselves on the map. But what we also found is that people who needed help were not really very comfortable marking themselves on the map because they felt more vulnerable by kind of showing their location and saying that they were an elderly person who needed help. So that experience was really great to have helpers marking themselves and help have people who needed help find those people. But the groups product was felt like a really intimate place where people who needed help felt comfortable posting, right? Because it was more intimate. You were feeling like you were talking to a select group of people who had self-selected to really help their neighbors out. And so that that experience was a very customer-centric one for specifically people who wanted to seek out help. So we launched both on March 18th. We launched both together. And that really drove a lot of sort of neighborhood connectedness and people feeling like they were reaching out to their neighbors. We started getting stories about a neighbor of mine actually helped an elderly man who didn't know how to hook up Zoom to talk to his grandchildren. People who, you know, again, did runs to the pharmacies and the grocery stores for their elderly neighbors. And it really created a sense of neighborhood vitality. So the second learning, one, stay customer focused. In times of crisis, it's easy to be distracted by other things. Stay focused on your customers and on your members. So learning two, prioritize impact. So again, when you have all these ideas coming at you, when you have all of these people who are absolutely certain that what they're saying to you is correct, is the correct course of action, remember, it's not that they're wrong. It probably is a great course of action, but we can't do it all at the same time. So how do we prioritize as product leaders? At Nextdoor, we used a Big Rocks prioritization framework. So for those of you who don't know, this is a famous sort of analogy and demonstration. You can find it on YouTube, which is that if you have some rocks, some gravel, and some sand, if you try to first put the sand into the container and then put the gravel and the rocks in, the big rocks will never fit. Right? You will never get to the big rocks if you focus on the little things first. However, if you put the big rocks in first, if you actually focus on, okay, what are the big things that we need to do? The things that we know will actually, elevate the customer experience and our product in the longer term. If we really prioritize those things first, put them into the container, prioritize those things for our teams, and then we put in the gravel, and then we put in the sand, you'll often find that you get a lot more done, right? Because, projects are kind of like sand. They tend to take up as much room and as much space as you will give them. So make sure that you're prioritizing the big things first. And so one of the things when we started our annual plan for 2020, one of our big priorities, what is one of our big rocks, was to really focus on local businesses and to make sure that local businesses were a really key part of the community and of the platform, and that they had more ways to connect with their neighborhood. So of course, COVID came, local businesses were under a great deal of strain and stress. So we didn't shift from that big rock. We actually doubled down on it, right? And some of the tactics changed. So we created a takeout and delivery product experience very quickly to allow local businesses to really merchandise and tell their neighbors, tell their potentially most loyal customers in their neighborhood that they were open, but they were open for takeout and delivery. And this is how you get in touch with them. We also sped up our roadmap to allow local businesses to post into their neighborhoods. We had always had this on the 2020 roadmap, but again, because it was a big priority and because it was, COVID came, it kind of sped up the priority. And so we launched business posting 5 months early. We did not change the priority, but we really kept focusing on that big rock and pushing it ahead. So those are some of the ways to make sure that what you're focusing on are still your big high-level strategic priorities, and then the tactics or the little sand grains around them can change, but make sure you don't lose focus on what matters to you overall for the customer experience, for your product, and for the business. And, the response that we got from local businesses was amazing. Just the ability to really reach out into the neighborhood, to connect with their neighbors, to really, to post and communicate with people around them was really life-changing for many businesses. Okay, finally, learning three. Measure what matters most. Make sure that you understand how your product works and what matters in terms of not just what you say on your mission statement, but how what you say on your mission statement comes up in your product strategy and in your product metrics. So one of the things that 2020 really highlighted for Nextdoor was a need to continue to focus on what we call neighborhood vitality, making sure that bad behaviors are not present on Nextdoor, and that everyone feels that their neighborhood is welcoming them and is inclusive of them. So our North Star metrics framework included not just things like product value, which is, you know, I think something that, you know, almost all product organizations measure: daily active users, revenue, also product love, right? NPS scores, we take those very seriously, but also making sure that we had a North Star metric around neighborhood vitality, because our mission is really to be the neighborhood hub, to create neighborhoods that people can rely on. So how do we make sure that our product metrics really take that into account, and that we're prioritizing the product experiences and developing the products that drive neighborhood vitality, because we are measuring that, and because that metric matters just as much as daily active users or revenue. So based on, you know, that metric, you know, we created many different features that actually seem counterintuitive for a social network. For example, slowing people down when they're about to post, if they're about to post something that may be toxic to the neighborhood. So this is the kindest reminder. This is something that we actually developed, you know, in 2019 and then revised in 2020 several times based on what we were seeing on the platform. And this is a very simple feature. When someone posts or replies, we put that post through a content classifier. And if it looks like language that has been flagged as abusive in the past, you get this full screen little, what we call a kindness reminder, which asks you to reconsider what you just wrote and see if you want to repost. We also launched a good neighbor pledge to really make it clear that discriminatory or abusive content absolutely does not belong on Nextdoor. And we really created a lot of other things through 2020 to make sure that content moderation was better, was easier, that people understood how they were expected to moderate content on the platform and create, again, an environment where everyone felt included. So make sure that what you're measuring in your product metrics is not just the normal metrics, but it's reflective of what the company says it values and it cares about in its mission statement, right? How do you measure what matters in your company mission statement, not just to the revenue outcomes of the business? So hopefully that has been a good set of tips and some good stories to help you manage your way through crisis in the future. Again, as you embark on your incredible journey, there may be storms ahead. There may be huge waves, maybe even tidal waves ahead. You never know. But staying focused on the customer, measuring what matters, and making sure that you have the right frameworks in place before the crisis hits can really help you weather any storm. So one of the things that we kept saying at Nextdoor is, through all of these crises, is how do we not just meet the moment? How do we lead in the moment, right? What are the things that we can do to make sure that we are bringing forth our values, our principles, and our company purpose into the world and leading the world through, you know, the multiple crises in 2020, in addition to, of course, growing a healthy product, healthy user base, healthy member base, and really kind of creating success for the entire company. And that is the story of 2020 and leading through crisis. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Product Podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. For more product insights, head over to productschool.com.